This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And have you ever considered car sharing? Well, apparently it could be the way of the future. I'm joined this morning by Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the RAA. How are you this morning, Mark?
Very good, thanks, mate.
So when we're talking about car sharing, what exactly does that mean? It's like buying a car with someone else and splitting it?
Well, essentially, it's in a lot of instances, it might be you not even owning the asset, but deciding to buy access to it when you need it. So there's various models around, including the one you've just said, where you might have you might be in a common property, maybe an apartment block or a village, and the group might decide to buy a couple of cars. So everybody else doesn't need to buy a car, only to have it sitting there, you know, 23 hours of the day not being used. Other people can use it. That's one model. Another model is where companies buy the cars and they put them around the suburbs in various areas that you can easily access them with a code and that, and you buy them by the hour.
Oh, like those push scooters.
Yeah, sort of like that sort of version of that. But, yeah, essentially you'll be able to look on an app, see where they are, book it, go over there, unlock the car with your phone. A lot of times start the car with your phone so you don't even need a key. And then you pay a certain amount that covers, you know, the insurance, the running, everything all in one bill. That's another model. And then there's car subscription programs where you might actually only need a car for, you know, 2 months. So you can actually subscribe to a service and say, I only need it for 2 months or 3 months or 6 months. And they effectively give you access to that vehicle, and when you finish, take it back. So there's lots of other models that in the future will be worth considering. Some of them will come to the regions, more likely the car subscription type models. But effectively what it allows you to do is if you are a two-car household and you realise that, you know, most days the second one's not being used, you may elect to actually get rid of the second one and use one of these other types of services for the time you actually need them. And it helps you, manage the asset. The asset itself gets more use with variable users. And effectively what the technocrats will call it says, it's when you're going from the car as an asset that you own to going to a car that you can access that somebody else owns.
Right. Okay. I can imagine there's quite a few people who are listening and thinking, oh, no bloody chance, mate. That's not going to be me. But I guess, has this been done anywhere else in the world? Has it been popular?
Yeah. It's starting to roll out in Germany and the US. And, yeah, it is becoming quite popular. Obviously, it works better in dense cities where, the cost of having garaging and that is a bit dearer. But whereas in the country, that's sort of not a cost. And as you rightly say, you know, there's some people who go, no, well, I need to go fishing. I need to be able to put all my, you know, stuff in there and all that sort of stuff. And those cars will still exist. But this is more for your general need type one. And some of them, it actually works for you because if you look at some things, some car share programs, they'll have a small car, a medium car, a ute, a four-wheel drive available. So you actually... you get the car for the hour or 2 hours or 3 hours or days you need to do the job you need. So if you've got a relative visiting from interstate and they just need a car for a week, you might just get a little one for them to get around. If you've got to pick up something or move one of the kids or something like that, you might want to hire the ute. And so unlike a normal hire agreement, because you're already subscribed, already have your details, the ease of it is you just effectively book it online, go and pick it up, and they're distributed around the town, not in one central location.
Right, and I guess for anyone who would want to use it, you'd have to add up your costs of how much you use on your car, and the yearly run of that, and how much you would, I guess, save compared to just having a car as you need it through an app.
Yeah, entirely that. And people often don't know how much their car costs them. Obviously, everybody knows how much their petrol costs them because you stand in front of that Bowser each week and watch that. But you a lot of people forget how much their insurance is costing, certainly how much depreciation is, because that's more than half the value of the car that's lost, and that's invisible to most people. So you really need to know, as you say, what the cost of your car is and what this cost of the system is to make an informed judgment. But it's a way, that's a way of people scaling up or down into car ownership. So you might have it, you might have one car, but you're on the cusp of needing two. You might have a young baby or something like that, and then decide, for the times that we just need to get footy on the weekend or whatever, I might just hire one of these, rather than having to rely on a mate or something like that. So it is the way it will be in the future as we decide. The various ways, various modes that we get around, and traditionally cars being the only one, but the RA is excited about seeing these sort of new services being offered and coming through.
And I guess you'd probably still need to have that third-party insurance, wouldn't you?
Well, all of those insurance things are bundled up in the cost. The bigger issues are just making sure that you're actually eligible to drive. You haven't lost your license or something like that, but that's what the providers have to check and go through those processes. But as I say, it's once you're subscribed to them, you've got access to them, and some of them operate in the state as well, so you can still use your subscription over there to access them as well.
Well, sounds very interesting, Mark. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for your interest, Jordan.
That was Mark Borlase, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the RAA on your Classic It's Breakfast.